Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Literally, you know, Yehuda approached Yosef. The Zohar Kodesh says was besides smichas gula letfila. The meaning of Yehuda and Yosef, yeah. And to understand this a little bit, you know, these were the recurrent players ever since Parshas Vayeshev, Yehuda and Yosef. It was Yehuda's Eitzah, first of all, to sell Yosef. The others, they wanted to kill him. Shimon and Levi wanted to kill him, and Yehuda gave the Eitzah to sell him. And of course, it was all downhill from there, literally. Vayered Yehuda me'al echav, you know, they hurried to migdulasai. And he had to live separately from them for a while, and he had the whole story with Einan and Tamar, which is like these are the two stories that fill Parshas Vayeshev, and it's very interesting how the Torah interspersed them. Yosef is sold, right, and then Yehuda Verd Meisechov, and he has the whole, and it's like a story that spanned probably decades. Right, the whole thing up to Tamar and Tzadka Mimeni, and then it goes back to V'Yosef Hurad Mitzrayma. It was mafsik the whole inyan of Mechiras Yosef, break to the whole story of Yehuda, and then back to Mechiras Yosef, as if they're wrapped in with each other, the one who takes the lead as far as negotiating with Yosef is Yehuda. Right, Reuven tried. He tried to reason with Yaakov Avinu. Shnei Bonai Thomas. Yehuda is the one that takes charge. Anochi Aravenu Yadi Divakshano. So it's Yehuda and it's Yosef, but there's also the third one. That's the key player already for two parshas. Binyamin. This inyan that Yosef is mitakesh. Bring Binyamin. I don't want to speak to you guys. I don't want to see you ever again unless you bring Binyamin. What's the pshat? Right. The whole thing is over Binyamin. So Bishlama, that Yehuda now, he says, Anochi Arvenyo, Ki Abdecharavis Anar, I'm an Orev.
I want to see if they're doing tshuva. If they did tshuva, Binyamin was his brother, after all.
Yes.
He was the last remaining son of Rachel.
I mean, he's also, Bishlama, Yehuda took Arvus on Binyamin, because otherwise Yaakov was going to let him go. But what's Yosef's thing? What's Yosef's game? He's got to have Achichem Akotum. Right? And the real, the story, of how, Yosef now reveals himself to his brothers is that he's very touched about how Yehuda's willing to be Meiser Nefesh for Binyamin. And that's what, brings him in.
You know what bothers me? The Mitzvah knew he was an Ivri because they didn't let him eat. But
right.
So that must have been known. There must have been a cold that he was an Ivri. So if they knew he was an Ivri, how many Ivrim were there? One family.
No, they knew he was Ivri.
Exactly, they didn't suspect him.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of Pshatim, they say they did suspect. They did suspect because there, a lot of Perushim, there's a whole negotiations going on. As if they did know who he was.
It's interesting thing that these three Shvatim always go together. Yehuda, Yosef, and Binyamin.
Right, they ended up on the same Binyamin together with Yehuda.
Right. Well, okay, so now next time we find them, there's a couple instances throughout our history, but we'll just name one that, B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Beis Yakamot, Hoysa Yudah Lekocho, Yisrael Mam Shalosav, Hayom Rav Ayonos. Hoysa Yudah Lekocho, so Yudah, Nachshon Ben Narav jumped in first. But they were jumping ahead, they ran ahead of Yisrael Mam Shalosav, Chazal Darshit on Shevet Binyamin. There's a competition who would jump in first. Hayom ro'a vayonos ma ro'a yom venosos aronos sheyosef. There's another one, shenemar vayonos achutza. So he was vayonos achutza by Eshes Potiphar. So it's like hayom ro'a vayonos. So by Kriyas Yamsuf, you have these three again, on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. The truth is, when we... when we look back at what Rashi tells us already in Kamed Duman, it's already in Parshas Vayishlach, right, when Dina got raped in Shechem. So Rashi brings the Chazal that Shechem is a Mokom Muchan L'Puronius, right? That's where Dina was raped, and we spoke about that. We had a shir on that. And there, you know, Yosef was sold. What?
Gemara Makis talks about the Ar Miklot.
Yeah, so we...
Or Miklot and Shechem, because they're more Reitzchem. Right.
Yeah, okay, but the... Yeah, Seder, but the... correct. But the... all right. But Lugabe, what Rashi says, what the Chazal point out, that the, you know, in Shechem, Yosef was sold, and in Shechem, Nechleka Malchus. Now, so now, interesting, Nechleka Malchus was the same. So was the ringleader of selling Yosef? That was Yehuda. Now, when Nechleka Malchus, that was between who and who? That was between Rechavam, who was from Yehuda, you know, so Rechavam, a grandson of David HaMelech, and Yeravam ben Nevat, who was from Shevet Yosef. It's the same players, you know. It's, and that's where it splits, right? But there's a, but there's something interesting that, you know, that, you know, that there's a special tension in that split that caused the split to become Rachman al-Tzlan, almost a permanent rift in Am Yisrael, is that Yeravam ben Nevat blocked Aliyah L'Regel. And to block a little regal, you know, he also had to, you know, make an alternate religion. So he made, you know, Igle Zahav. And what was that all about? Because he didn't want that, you know, Am Yisrael come and see Rechavam sitting in the Azorah and he's standing. Because Gamrinan en yeshiva ba'azorah lemalchei beis David bilvad. So the Beis Hamikdash was a sore point. The Beis Hamikdash was a real sore point. Rechavam will be sitting and I'll be standing. Right? The Beis Hamikdash in the Chelek of Binyamin. There's a certain tension. And it's very interesting that Binyamin stuck, even though Binyamin is from also B'nei Baneh Shel Rachel, he stuck with, you know, with Yehuda in the split. That perhaps we could see in a precursor is that Yehuda took Arvus, Anochi Arvem, Dei Divakshenu, and that had... And that accomplished something, that in the, you know, and subsequently when there was a split in Am Yisrael, you know, Binyamin stayed with Yehuda, and these are, you know, the two shvatim that we have left aside from Shevet Levi is Yehuda and Binyamin. Kayadua, it's written in Kisvei Ari that Nusach Sfarad is the sheiris of Nusach Yehuda, and Nusach Ashkenaz is the sheiris of Nusach Binyamin. Right, really, every Shevet had its own Nusach HaTfilah. So Ashkenaz and Sfarad is Yehuda, Nusach Yehuda and Nusach Binyamin.
Far back.
Yeah.
Interesting. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But every Shevet had its own.
Levi didn't have it.
Yeah.
Shira.
That's also what, you know, what's brought down Kisvei Ari, that, you know, that or the Indian of Nusach Ari is that if you don't know what Shevet you're from, so it's a Nusach. Can I get the 13th Shar, or 13th Sharim to go into the Beis HaMikdash? Hit a 13th Shar, any Shevet could go in. You know, that's seen of Nusach Ari, that if you don't know what Shevet you're from, you don't know which is the real Nusach HaTfil, if you're Shor Shan Neshama. All right, so this, you know, Nusach Ari, anyone could daven. That's the, you know, Indian behind it, you know. I'll call part of, you know, the Anam Bedidan, that, you know, Shevet Binyamin, you know, sticks with Yehuda. All right, it's hello, Dover, we'll talk about this in a second, to go deeper, but let's talk about, you know, these two. You know, let's talk about the two big players, Yehuda and Yosef, that there's a lashon that repeats itself over and over in this week's parsha, right, in the Midrashim. In common of a compound, the Midrashim said, you know, because you see the Shvatim, they sit quiet, you know, and Yehuda talks and Yosef talks, and there's like a lashon in the Midrash that the Shvatim were saying, Melachim medainim ze im ze anu ma'ichbat lanu. This is like... This is out of our league. I mean, it's like none of our concern. These are two kings taking issue with each other. That, yeah. Two kings. And these are, you know, Lasid Lavo, Bimera B'Yameinu. There's Mashiach ben Yosef, and there's Mashiach ben David. We have two kings.
gave him that.
Yeah, that's a yeshivas that he understood.
Gave it him, even though they yared me.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yared over here, wasn't they? Gave
he
him
got he got reinstated. Yeah, he got. You see, that's very interesting. And it's Ken Zion that his reinstatement also comes with his arvus on Binyamin. This, just like Yosef also rejoins Am Yisrael through the struggle over Binyamin. We're going to explain this. Right, but let's just take a look first at the these two shvatim, Yehuda and Yosef, right? These two manhigim, I see two different hanhogas that there are in Klal Yisrael. Two meshichim. There's two hanhogas. Malachim, Loshen, manhigim. There's two hanhogas in Knesset Yisrael. Right, and it's something which one could see from the very stories of Yehuda and Yosef that are intertwined in that very same Parshas Vayeshev. You take a look, that they're opposites. Right, Yehuda and Yosef. Right,
I just want to point out to you there's a number one guy and a number two. Yosef
right.
was always number two.
Always number two. And you know what's so ironic about that? Always number two, but he's the one who's matzliach.
He was matzliach and everything, but he never achieved. He was always the vice president.
Unbelievable. I was going to point out. Unbelievable. Yeah. You chop the whole shir. Right? Then on one hand, Yosef is the mutzlach. If he's in Beit Potiphar, he's matzliach. Right? And if he's in the Beit Asar, he's matzliach. And if he's in Beis Paro, he's matzliach. And he's makadosh shem shemaim. And matzliach not just in what he does, but also, matzliach in ruchnias. Omed b'nisoyen. Omed b'nisoyen. Omed b'nisoyen with Eishes Potiphar. But and with all his hatzlocha, still just number two. Potiphar, chasach b'beni mu'umak, yim'at batar bashar ishto. There's always saying that he's the big boss because he has you and not and then he has to take that. In the Beit HaSar, he's running the whole place, but he's not the Sar Beit HaSar, right? And Paro, right? Rak HaKisei Egdam, he's doing nothing. He's just Yoshev al HaKisei, but still he's the king and Yosef's not, right? And Yehuda.
It continues on in history.
Exactly. That's right. That's the problem, and that's what Yosef has to face. That's his big challenge. And Yerovam ben Nevat had to face that. Akarshu offered him, come back, Chazor Bacha. He was mamish, the head of the Sanhedrin. Him and Achia Shiloni, were the biggest Tamidei Chachamim of the door. Right? And Akarshu Baruch Hu offered, Yerovam ben Nevat to come back. And he, but he asked, Mi Barosh? He said, Ben Yishai Barosh, Lo Beina. Right? He just can't take it. We understand the frustration because he's the mutzlach. He does all the work. And Kayadua, he's connected the shore. Rov tzvus bekoach shore. The shore is a domestic animal that, makes and does and produces. It's oichel v'oisa. Right? Oichel v'oisa. Yehuda, right? He's not mutzlach. Right? But even when he's wrong, he's right. Tzad kami many.
Oh my God, that's a line in OAN. You never saw OAN. Ledger? Even when I'm wrong, I'm right?
No. Sorry. Not
you know what Ledger is?
I know what Ledger is. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. He's a conservative newscaster. That's his byline. That's right. How he ends his show all the time. Because it's a conservative show. He's on the right.
Oh, uh-huh.
So even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
I got it. I hear it. Conservatives, it's fine. Well, we'll put in a plug for Ted Cruz at the end of this year, but the kids are right. But even when he's wrong, tzadka, I was wrong, she's right, but me many, it all came from me, and the Basco is Omer. Some say Akarshu said me many.
It's like right and wrong is a matter of perspective. If he was meant to be Maida, he's Maida or something.
That's good for what he does. That's all he does. Meida, just like his mother Leah said, "Apam Odes Hashem," right? And that's what one of the pshatim they say, "Yehuda Ata Yoducha Achecha." You're the one who was Meida, and that's what makes you chashev. He's Meida, right? He doesn't do right, but he's Meida ala emes, right? And he's mevatel himself, right, to the hashgacha. And that's what he does. He's a pawn. He's a pawn of the Ashgacha. You know, Yosef, you know, is a take charge type of guy and is Matzliach. Yehuda is not a take charge type of guy, seemingly. Right? But
he's a leader, clearly a leader.
Right.
Because he was the leader of the brothers to begin with.
Yeah.
He was the only one who had the power to be able to say sell him instead of killing him.
Yeah. But it's a different type of leadership.
It's like 90% he's wrong, but the 10% we need him, he's there.
Oh. There's something about him, but it's not what he does. But that's also, he's connected the Ari, the Aryeh. Right? Yosef's connected to the shore, who's the Melech Sheba Behemos. And Yehuda's connected to the Ari, which is Melech Sheba Chayos. A Chaya is not, you don't harness a lion. You don't harness a lion. You harness a shore. The shore, Rov Tuos Bekoch, shore. You don't harness a lion. It just is.
The lion is just is. He's sitting around lazy, but he gets up that 10%, he gets very tired very fast. But when
animal,
he comes out, he goes.
Every animal is afraid of the lion.
Because when he gets up, when
there's
he's
no
up,
lion, there's no animal that's not afraid of the lion. Lion is the king of the beast.
He's relaxing, but that when he excels, he gets tired very fast. When he excels, he's the most powerful. He could, like a laser beam, he jumps up, he's the lion's matkif. Uh-huh. No, you know, he's the strongest, but most of the time he's lazy and he loses. It's, look at the ox. The ox is longer, consistent.
You're right. Because it's the female lion that does all the hunting. But he protects the prize. That's his job. He is the defender of his prize.
Right.
We know all about it because of Channel 13. Okay.
All right. No, it's an amazing thing. He just is king, not because of what he does. Just is. And that's, you know, and this just is, you know, is the power that, you know, his just is, you know, which is his just is being bottled to the Hashgacha, a pawn of the Hashgacha. And that's his total state of being. There's a state of being, but it's a state of being of his batlus. But it's a state of being. A state of being of his batlus. So the klape chutz he's doing wrong, klape chutz, but klape pnim, you know, he is always, you know, mechavin to Ratzon Hashem, echshu, right? But that's klape pnim. Klape chutz is maisim or not, you know, as honorable as the maisim of Yosef.
He fell in with Tamar,
but it turned out that he created the whole malukha from that. And it was a mistake altogether.
He didn't have time that he was riding high? Was it before the brothers?
No, so there's like something very, very interesting about it, that his galus is in a state of being, you know, that the Hashgacha uses him as a pawn. It's not his accomplishment, but, you know, because of his batlus, the Hashgacha uses him. So even though Klape Chutz, he failed, yeah, but Ashgacha is using him.
So David HaMelech also failed twice he failed. You know, twice.
Well, one was in... One was with...
One was Bathsheba.
Right.
And the other one, I forgot what the other one is. I always forget.
Yeah.
But the one says Steinbal Soloi and Sholbach Soloi also.
Yeah. That's correct. You know,
I can't ever remember the second thing that David HaMelech fell in. One other thing.
So Am Yisrael, you know, when we're taken by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, to be his Am by Matan Torah, you know, says, "Visim lizgula mikol amim, kili kol aretz vatem tili mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh." There's zgula. And then there's Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. Right? So Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh means Avoida. You know, you're gonna serve me. You're gonna work for me. Right? And of course, Nichla on that, Goy Kodesh Avada, you know, that's all Steigen. Right? But then there's Visimli Skula. I'm gonna just treasure you. Kili Kol Aretz. Right? But from the whole world, I choose you. So like the word Skula, like it's just treasured, stam treasured. So where we find the term skula, you know, in halacha, like in Hilchos Shas, yotze b'skula, such a skula, you know, it works. We don't know why it works. We don't know why. Yeah, that's what's called a school, you know, so we just see, so you know, see if it, you know, it, you know, we don't know why. It's not mamish dark hair or fua, you know, that we just don't know why it works. It works for no reason, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, you know, just treasures Am Yisrael because he treasures Am Yisrael, just as gula. And then there's how Am Yisrael are oivdim lefanav. We serve him. Right? There's two different relationships that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stam treasured, you know, and then there's how we work for him. Right? And that's also that, you know, Yisrael, afa pishachata Yisrael hu. Right? Stam, even afa pishachata Yisrael hu. That's, you know, and that's the real ikker koach of why tshuva works, because even the, you know, chet is a failure in maisa, right? But your Jewish state of being is never violated. That's what it means. Yisrael pishachot Yisrael, your Jewish state of being, the zgula, is never violated, right? You know, just you know, the way to connect with the zgula is just to be meida, you're Yehudi, to be meida. That, you know, dashgacha is everything, and I'm just a pawn, right? So even if, you know, you're not accomplishing so much, right? But it's just, you know, this mahut, and the, like I said, the chabrut to the mahut, just say Yehudiani, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's what's done, you know. So you just, you know, he's batlus to dashgacha. That's a state of being, right? That you're makir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manig everything, and whatever happens, whether I did right or whether I did wrong, Ratzon Hashem was always done because, you know, he's in total control. Right? You know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants both. You know, he wants us obviously to do the most that we can do, right? You know, to steig, you know, and to accomplish, and, you know, that shouldn't be nama to kisufa, right? But, you know, we're not supposed to think for a second that, you know, that the Ribbono Shel Olam now is, you know, is indebted to us, ke'ilu, right? Because as much as we shtaik and as much as we can, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, the good that he gives us is far more than whatever we could earn, and the plans that he has for us are far bigger than what we could be masig, right? You know, that, you know, ultimately the spitz of it after you do whatever you can do is to be mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand that melo kol haaretz kvoido, and vu be'echad mi yeshivenu, right? And that's to connect to the infinite, because if it's outside veda and you want mida connected mida, you understand you're now in quantities. See, if they're big quantities, mida connected mida. I do, you give, you know, mida connected mida, aveda and schara, you know, to get into like the musik of ein sof, right? There's no earning ein sof. Because everything you do is bamida. How long? How much have you done? How long do you live? There's no, you know, our kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam's infinity, right? Is just pure state of being, the pure hisbatlus. That, you know, he's the melech and we're just pawns of the hashgacha. That's our kesher, right? So that's the ikar mida of malchus. The ikar mida of malchus. Malchus leslo migar maklum. Zohar says the meat of Malchus is, you know, is total, feels it has nothing of its own. Leslo migarma klum. Feels like, you know, I'm nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's everything. I'm nothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's everything. And that's the ikar avoid of tefillah. The ikar avoid of tefillah, and where tefillah is different than korbanos. Each one is its own mitzvah saseh. Right? By biblical law, right? Tefillahs is one mitzvah saseh deraisa, the fishitas harambam, and of course all the mitzvahs of the korbanos, you know, and the avoda that we do before him, and all the mitzvahs ma'asiyas, it's another category, right? Because the avoda of tefillah is just to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, just please give, you know, only because I'm asking, not because I deserve, right? Right now, because, you know, b'avon oseinu rabim, there's no beis hamikdash and there's no korbanos. Right, so Chazal also made the tefillos to be a supplement for the karbonis. But bizman shebeis mishayakayim, there was a separate mitzvah to be mispalo, even though you're doing tmidim kesidram musafim kilchasam, because the avoda of karbonis is, you know, we're giving. Now, and Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, gives mida kenega mida, kivyachol we, you know, makriv to him, and he gives back, you know, shefa kenega what we're makriv, right? Avoda. That's all called avoda. Yeah. Avoda sakorpas, avoda. And then there's tefillah, which is the pure hisbatlus, right? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the ikkar tefillah is me'oitzer matnaschinam. Right, and, you know, just, and that's the way the tzaddikim, you know, you could try the tefillah of argumentation, right? But the ikkar koach of tefillah, that's not begetter tainus, you know, the ikkar koach of tefillah is just to ask, Baruch Shalom, you know, just give because you want to give, right? I have nothing, fill me up. Right, as Lumat, you know, when you do avoda, it's krip per quo. Do avoda, I want schar, right? Right, and so here's the here's the interesting thing about the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Beis HaMikdash has both aspects, right? So mechad gisa, it's the makom of avoda, right? And right, you know, well, you do the korbanos, right? And that's that's chorev, you know, bavnoseinu rabim, right? But the base HaMikdash is also called the base tefillah. Ki basi base tefillah yikare l'chol amim. Right? Now that, from there, the Gemara says, right, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kevyochol mispalo. Right? Shenemar, v'aviyosim ha'amim, so nothing but base tefillah, see, base tefillah, never base tefillah, right? Ki basi base tefillah yikare l'chol amim, and Shlomo HaMelech, by the inauguration of the base mayor said, and here, anyone who davens here, the Tzvish Miniskabo, even the Goyim, he prays to himself. Even our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mispal. Ye rotzom ufnai shegu, rachamai amidosai vis, the kindnessin bani, the finimish rosa did.
Right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, the Tzvil is just the pure rotzom. It's not pure rotzom. So that's what me, our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mispal, the Maral explains, you know. Just tefillah is miloshin, you know, rotzen. Just the pure rotzen. Just not doing. It's just wanting, yearning. Kadosh Baruch Hu yearns to, you know, be mative. Right, so that's what it means. He's mispalo also. You know, the yehi rotzen. Right. May it be your will. Not that I deserve anything. You know. And tefillah is also for the tefillah is just, you know, they're
he's
just
not praying to mankind that they should be worthy of his blessing.
The Pashas, he prays to himself, meaning he's projecting a rotzen. He's projecting a rotzen to be made, so he's just a mispalo. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just a pure, but rotzen, not maisa, it's a pure, so tefillah is a pure dveikus of state of being. Ribon Shalom, you know, we want you. You want us. And it's not about quid pro quo. You know, the tefillah is not the pshat that he owes you because you asked. No, it's not the pshat. You know, you're asking. You're asking for the sake of asking. You know, and
quid pro quo is bribery. It's not good.
So quid pro quo, I thought, is mida keneged mida.
Bribery.
The form of bribery.
That's what they use the term bribery to, for quid pro quo.
Yeah, I thought it means that. Mida keneged mida, yeah.
Silver.
Right. So, but the base of Midrash, going back to the point, it's also called the base tefillah. And Shalom Melch, by the Nogres Adavin, even the Nochri Udavins here, anyone, Vata Tishma Min HaShemayim.
Yaakov Avinu, when he said that if you take care of me, you watch me, I'll give 10% to the Tzedakah. That was quid pro quo. Bribering Hagos Baruch.
So there's avoda and there's tefillah. The base of mikdash is both. It's a base. It's a makom avoda and it's a base tefillah. Right? It serves both functions. So that's, you know, Kabbalah biyadenu. It's in the svarim that even biyameinu, all the tefillahs gathered Eretz Yisrael and they go up from, you know, Har HaBayis right, to Shemaim. It's Zeshar HaShemaim. You know, it's a makom avoda. It's a makom of tefillah. There's both aspects to the base of mikdash. And there's there's a special kesher, right? That the Malachim, Malchi Beis David, you know, they're the ones who wanted to build the Beis Hamikdash so badly, right? They wanted to build the base. David Melch wanted to. He wasn't Zeicher. Shlomo Melch built it. And the Rambam Paskins, the Lassim Melech HaMashiach is going to build the base of Mikdash HaShlishi. It's a special kesher between, you know, Darum Melech says, I'm sitting with Beis Rosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not, right? Because, you know, they're the real Midas HaMalchus, and real Midas HaMalchus is his batlus, right? And they just feel the Shechina, because they don't feel any sense of zich. Their state of being is to be always connected to the Shechina. So even when they're wrong, they're right, they're just always connected, and they always feel Tzara Shechina, because Lesle Migar Meklum, right, they don't feel any of their own zich, any of their own mahut. Right? That's what Darum Melech says, Va'ani Tfila. Va'ani, right? The whole essence is Tfila. And that's all. And the Ikr Tfila is just out of pure Zbaz, not because you deserve, not because you did. Right? Rebosh will give because you want to give, because you want to give anyone who asks. All you want from me is to feel empty. Enecho Elecha Yisaberu. All you just want from us is to turn to you, realizing that we're empty and we don't have, and then you give. That's how tefillah works. Not because you gave the Ribbono Shel Olam anything. That's the kochav tefillah. It's his batlus, and realizing that, you know, we're empty without him. Right? And that feeling of emptiness makes a person ro'oi for ashros hashchina. That the shame shemayim is chal on him. So we spoke in our shir on Parshas Vayishlach. That Shechem from the Ari. Shechem is Shem Kvod Malchuso, and it's the Shem is Pnimius, and Kvod Malchus Chitzonius. Shechem is where, you know, that's like the rift, where the seam between the Pnimius and the Chitzonius. We spoke about, but that's also the base image called Makom Asher Askir Eshmi, Avodach Berechticha, Hamakom Asher Yivcha Shechem Lekshakein Shmoy Shom. The shame, you know, dwells in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Etzim shame dwells, you know, where you make room for it. And that's the meat of Malchus, right? The meat of Malchus based of it, right? You know, and that's their koach, right? But there's also the koach of Avoda. And here's the interesting duality that, you know, by the story of Rus. Now, they're all from Shevet Yehuda, you know, Boaz, you know. So the Zikne Ha'ir, that was the Sanhedrin of Shevet Yehuda. And they say this woman could be Kirachel veKalea. So Chazal points this out. He's a bunch of Bnei Yehuda saying Rachel veLea, Afilu Bnei Shalea Moidim, Sherachel Akeres Habayis. Right? That the Inyan is Avada, we're not supposed to put the emphasis on the Zgula, even though we have the Zgula that we're tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lamala from any siba, just a state of being, we're not supposed to depend on that. You know, we came to Olam Hazeh to work, right? We came here to do. And that's the side that Yaakov loved Rachel and not Leah, because Rachel is keneged avoda. So that's Yosef, and that's Binyamin, the Beis HaMikdash. Yosef is the oved, the tzaddik, right? He works hard and is matzliach, the kovish es yitzro, right? And Binyamin is the Beis HaMikdash. And about the ikar of the Beis HaMikdash is to do avoda. We're not supposed to rely on the zgula. We're supposed to be oved, right? We came down here not to be. We came down here to work. In Shemaim, the Shema could also just be, right? We came down here to work. That's why Rachel's akeres habayis, the ikar of the bayis, the ikar of the Beis HaMikdash, the ikar of the bayis of Olam Hazeh, right, because we came here to work, but still not in first place. Iker, but still not in first place. Still not the Melech. Still not the Melech. Akeres Habayis, but still not the Melech. And that's kind of what's brought down in Kisvei Ari, that Rachel is Malchus, right? And Leah is Bina, comes of a higher place. You know, and then from the Bnei Leah, Keneged the Zgula, which is, you know, just being tied above. Right? And Rachel's Keneged Malchus, and we're Paine, right? Yeah, the Tiferes is poned towards the Malchus, who wants to work. The Neshama came here to work, not to be, to work. So it's the Akeres HaBayis, right? Ikar of the Bayis, but still not the Melech. But still not the Melech. It's a Hanhaga. It's a Hanhaga. It's a certain Malchus in its own right, but it's not the Shpitz. Because after all the Avoda, you got to come onto his Batlus. Because after everything you do, and everything you think you figured out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still bigger. And that, how he's bigger, he has a kesher to Am Yisrael with that also. Right? It's not like he keeps that to himself. How he's bigger is also you know, mekasher his ein soifius with Am Yisrael. But that kesher of ein soif is you know that the chishav machshavas niflosecha machshavas chishav machshavas val yidach mimeno nidach. You know that he has a kesher with us. You know, but that's mitzad the zgula that he has that kesher of that omek and that yakrus that everything that ever happens to Am Yisrael is Ratzon Hashem. Everything. And even when we did wrong, Ratzon Hashem comes out of it, right? And Am Yisrael zocher to see it. That kesher, right? That kesher Am Yisrael is like the pawn of the hashgacha, right? You know, that's the inyan of Malchus Yehuda. And that's the spitz, that even after everything you do, right, it's still on top of that is these batlos, right?
You see this in Rachel and Leah.
Yes.
I was about to ask. And I was saying, but Rachel Lemaisa seems like she's number one. You see from number one, she gets number two. And Lemaisa, you see, even though she was number one, chosen as number one, but Lemaisa, she was number two. So you see how they're intertwined. It was Yaakov Avinu's Bechir was Rachel. Yeah,
yes.
Still, she was number two. Leah got there first. And not only that, Leah had all the shvatim. She only had, and this gula goes to Leah. Yeah, you see, they're so intertwined, one with another. The avoida
yes.
of number one and number two is tied together.
Marcel.
This guy has the avoida, the consistency of the avoida,
right.
Not necessarily the up and the down, like Yehuda had the roller coaster, his ups, his downs. He's one moment, he's like melech, next moment, he's a shvat, you know, it seems like he's on the bottom. And Yosef was kind of number two, but he's kind of consistent through. But yet, you see that number two, his whole avodah is tied in. They're intertwined one with another. Number two is to come back to the same nekudah that the Rav is saying. He's coming back on the other side, flip side, that after he's done his avodah, he's still
right.
coming back to his batlos.
The ikar of what we're doing here in Olam Hazeh is avodah.
To
do mitzvahs, right? That's the ikar of avodah. That's the ikar of avodah. But it's not the tachlis. It's not the seif. It's the ikar of what we're doing here. We came down, the neshama came down to guf to do mitzvahs, right? To do avodah, right? It's the ikar, but it's not the soif. It's the ikar, but it's not the tachlis. It's not the ikar of what life is all about. Right? But the ikar, the kudas ha-sof, is his batlus. Because no matter how much you do, right, what the Ribbono Shel Olam has to offer and the kesher that he has with Am Yisrael is even deeper than all you could ever possibly earn. Right?
On the other hand, Yehuda was sent down to Goshen, open up the yeshivas and to set them all up.
Yeah.
He wasn't just a lady gay.
No. Mm-hmm. About or not.
This is what the Rav's saying. It all boils down to Yesh Ma'ar Eimah. That's exactly the Nakuda. At the end of the day, if you have to put everything in Tam Shnes HaMilim, Yesh Ma'ar Eimah. The person has the Bechira to say, well, I don't want to be. I want to say the Chas V'Shom is beyond the Eibushter or not.
Yeah.
Now, Avoida is to say that at the end of the day, it's all from the Eibushter.
All right, so on the one hand, so the Oivdim have to be makabel, that as much as they steig, there's still, as much as you steig, you know, there's still more. And your kesher to the more is his batlus. Right? But midach gisa, the other ones, you know, they can't, it's really the kasha of the Ben Rosha from the Agora. Ma avoda zos lachem. Right? What do you need? HaKadosh Baruch Hu fix, you know, we have zgula. So no. Ilu haya sham lo yan nigal. Leave alo lo yan sham lo yan nigal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the madregas that there are, you know, by the purest batlus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything and I'm nothing, so wherever I am, you know, the Shekhinah is with me, and whatever I do, it's a ray of porn of the Hashgacha. You have no kesher to that if you're not interested in Avodah. So you have to understand, you know, that, you know, everyone...
If his butlus is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do...
Right, obviously. Right. Can't say, you know, listen, you know, the, you know... So Agam is true, Gadol Avera Lishma, Yoser Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma, but fine, but anyone who's not interested in keeping halacha at all, he has no Shaychas to Avera Lishma either. That's the point, that, you know, the people who are into zgul have to realize that the ikar of what you're doing with your life is avoda. But those, you know, the bali avoda have to realize there's the, you know, that there's the kesher of his batlus takorish baruch Hu, because avoda only takes you so far, and that's all also merumas and yitzias mitzrayim.
That's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Well, kids are. No, so it's also Marumas and Hilchos Pesach. It says Merumah is in Hilchos Pesach. We said where the Avodah starts from. Boidek ad hechon shiyoto magas v'ashar mevat lo belibo. You go ad hechon shiyoto magas, but what's beyond it, mevat lo belibo. Right. Yeah. And that's the site of Smichas Gula Litfila. Smichas Gula Litfila, right, is this inyan. Now, going back to the Zohar in this week's parsha, Vayigash Elov Yehuda is Smichas Gula Litfila. That you have to be Masbech the Tfila to Gula. Right? That deal. You know, the inyan is that, you know, there even in Gula, there's a certain Mida Keneged Mida, right, as it were. Because even Gulas Mitzrayim, that, you know, we were Memtes Shari Tumah, and it was a big chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Afal Pikein, right? But also like this, it was Laman Saper Shmi B'chol Aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used us as the ball to show off in front of Paro and in front of the whole world. Right, in Gula, you know, so we say, "Ase leman chaim lo leman enu." Do it for your sake. The Ribbono Shel Olam gets covered from the gula, and that's why. So, you know, we're mishabechim with the gula, like Rashi says. You know, we're mishabechim, we're mitzkarf through the shiros and tishbachos of Tzias Mitzrayim, because his mom is shiros and tishbachos to him. He got glory from it. So even if, like in that gula, which we didn't even earn, but afal pi kein, right? Ilulei Am Yisrael, there would be no kli to be megalashmo and be mitpa'er, you know, keneged the umas ha'olam. Right, so as it were, Am Yisrael participated. Am Yisrael participated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets shevach and yikar and gedula from being goyel Am Yisrael. So yes, that's what we could actually daven for the gula and say, "Lo leman enu lemancha." Right, lemani lemani esa. You know, so the Shmo Agor should be neschalo bagoyim. Right. There isn't pure zbatlus in gula. Right, right. Right, there isn't pure zbatlus because we're partners in the gilui of the kiddush shem shemayim.
Wasn't that earned by Avraham Avinu?
What?
Wasn't that earned by Avraham Avinu? The fact that he was mitaken 71 chalak in that other rishon was nishba, right? So Avraham Avinu was the first one was mitaken, so we're left with 70. So that's where Bris Ben Avsara Avraham. He says. Avamunamim, you're going to have the responsibility of all nations. He says, "Am I that Kirishana?" He says, "Don't worry, I'll send you down to Mitzrayim, which I guess. This is the etzim, this is the Heftz's daughter, that you'll be at Mantesh Shari Tumah, but they're coming out because of Aram Avinu. Or is it, they could do it through positive tikkun, going down or?
I mean, whatever, there's a lot of things to say, but I'll call him, you know, Geula is a Shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael is partners in the Gilui of the Geula. Right, through us, the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, got shevach, and there's like, as it were, we participated also, right? The union of lahasmich gula l'tfila is that with all the shevach and yikar and gedul that you give him, now he's batlus, right? Right.
Is the avoda, then is he's batlus.
That's right. That's the sort of smichas. You have to hold the two together, the two avodas, not to be mafrid between them. When you're oivid as much as you can, but on top of the avoda and the shevach that you give, don't think you're getting because of all the shevach that you gave. You know, with all how you meshaveh with the gula, you get because meitzer matnas chinam, right? Because you're empty, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to fill you up, and that's why you gave, not because you. But you have to do as much as you can, but then that's the end of smicha school of tefila, to be ma'ached between the two avodas. There should be no pure between them, and that's the tefila haritzuya, that you did as much as you can, you're meshabech in mefar, etc., and then, but then you ask out of pure, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, give. It's tam, because we're turning to you, we're empty, turning to you, we're mak, everything's from you, and you need the two together. Right, Mishlemus, just like the Beis HaMikdash, it was a Mokum of Avoda and a Mokum of Tefillah. And that's also, the function of Mashiach ben Yosef, right, is that he's the one who's going to do the Milchamas. All the, the big Milchamas, if it's going to break up that way, as we understand that, Mashiach ben David could come, we could skip Mashiach ben Yosef, Achakalo b'chol yam shel, Mashiach ben David could come immediately, right? But the end of Mashiach ben Yosef will be the big battles against the Goyim, right? The big battles, right? But then the final stop is Mashiach ben David, right? That the tachlis is just his batlus, right?
Many a battle that David Amalek
did. Of course, yeah. Listen,
the
two.
Goliath, to begin with Goliath, and then against the Philistine.
Right.
He conquered the Jerusalem.
Right.
I'm saying that these two midas give birth to an Abel of Binyamin.
No, so now Binyamin is connected the Etzem Musug of Knesset Yisrael. That's the union of Sheva Binyamin. I get back to now the two. These are the two kings. But, you know, if there's one Sheva that's connected the Klal, that's connected Klal Yisrael, that's Sheva Binyamin. So lo mi bai that the base Medrash is in Eschelek. And there's a Shita, Yushlam lo nechle kol shvatim. So, you know, it's technically in Chelek Binyamin, but still, you know, it's international. I mean, it's inter-shvatim. It's inter-shvatim. Right? But, you know, he was the 12th Shevet. He was the capstone. You know, after Leidas Binyamin, you know, that's when Yaakovinu permanently gets the name Yisrael. Right? That's, at that time, and you see that from Mohan Leidas Binyamin, you see the next two psukim, just wrote to him as Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. That when Amisol's Bishlemus and all there, he's called Yisrael. And all these, until this week's Parsha, you know, he's called Yaakov the last few weeks. Until Vatechi, Ruach, Yaakov, Yem, and then Vayomer Yisrael. When he says, when Amisol's Bishlemus, all the Shvatim are there, then he starts being called Yisrael again. But the one who gave the Chal Shem Yisrael was Binyamin. It's not just Psalm the 12th. Closes the circuit, right? He is the Sheva that's connected Etzem Knesset Yisrael, right? That's the koach of that shevet. That's why we call the pasuk by Kriyas Yatzar Yisrael Mam Shlosav is shevet Binyamin. Term Yisrael, you know, goes on all Klai Yisrael. Shevet Binyamin is befrat keneged koach haklal, koach haklal, right? The koach haklal. Now the klal needs manhigim, right? But he's keneged the koach haklal, right? That's also to understand that Lefi Shaw, you could have a melech from Binyamin also. Shaul HaMelech was from Shevet Binyamin, right? You know, and this, you know, Shaul, it was borrowed, right? It was on loan. Because you could have a melech from Binyamin Lefi Shaw, because Binyamin is connected Etzem Knesset Yisrael. It's connected the cloud that the melech is manig, right? So from this Shevet, you could have a melech Lefi Shaw also. Because there's like the Melech and there's the Malchus. He's a Malchus. So from the Malchus there could arise a Melech also. But only Lefi Shah until the real Manhig comes to be Manhig, the Klal. Right? Right? Yeah, whoever controls the base of Mikdash ultimately controls Am Yisrael. Whoever is the base of Mikdash. Right, and that's what Yerom couldn't take. That, you know, see, the base of Mikdash is really Be'etzim by him because he sits there. That's his Makom. This, you know, Shem Shemaim Chal Olav, because of these batlus, right? So Yerobam said, no, so we have to make our own alternative to the Beis HaMikdash. Whoever controls the Beis HaMikdash, Betzim controls Am Yisrael. Right? The koach of it, we'll just jump forward, the Nes of Purim, was Lech Knoises Kol HaYehudim, Nikalu HaYehudim. Am Yisrael became a klal, even within the Gauls. So who led that? The koach of klal, Knois. Esther and Mordechai were from Shevet Binyamin, but he's still called Mordechai HaYehudi. Shekola Kofer Bavazar Nikra Yehudi, because again, there's a permanent bond between Yehuda and Binyamin that was all precedented in Anochi Aravenu Mi'adi Tivakshenu. That's why I say it's Karav Adavar Lomar that Yehuda got reinstated as a melech because of his Kesher Binyamin. But Yosef knows that also, right? And it's an amazing thing that I don't know how many Cheshbonos Yosef HaTzadik had, but he knows one thing. He can't find his way back to Am Yisrael without Binyamin. That which he said, bring Binyamin here, right? Vasima Eini Olav, because they sold him. They mamish sold him. They exchanged Yosef for, Esrim Kesef for a set of shoes. They exchanged. They did a tmura. They sold him out. He was pushed out of Am Yisrael. It's not just Stam out of, he wants to get Binyamin down there. He's trying to find his way back into Knesset Yisrael.
Binyamin has that midah of his pashtus. because Torah is in front of Acharav. So he has this pashtus. That's on the basis of English by him because the shtachav.
Yeah.
Shtachav is tfufim.
Very right.
That's why he has bris mil by the Goyim could come through Binyamin, the Sheva Binyamin. All these things. I heard the shir from Rav Shor, I think. So you're saying this Nakuda exactly, that Binyamin has that ability to bring a guy to make him a yid. He can make someone, he could bring someone from out. Yosef can't do, Yosef is connected, keep bris mil for yid. He says Binyamin is.
Binyamin is the etzem koach of Knesset Yisrael. Yosef can't find his way back in until Binyamin comes. That's, and now Yosef demanding Binyamin, bring Binyamin, was that's the way back in. That's, now, of course, he's going now. Olech al kol hakupa, as we say, he's going for everything. If he gets control of Binyamin, he gets the malchus also. He gets, you know, he gets the gansa and hok of Am Yisrael, right? But he sees Yehuda's not letting go. Yehuda's not letting go, right? But you know, as it were, Yehuda was willing, you know, to you know, work for Yosef in exchange for Binyamin, and that's enough. That's enough, you know, and that's the reconciliation that. That Yosef and, you know, Yosef and Yehuda reconcile over Binyamin. That the pshat is that this is how, this is what undoes Mechiras Yosef, right? That you know, by pushing Yosef out of Klal Yisrael, you know, reconciling over Binyamin, that's getting back into Knesset Yisrael.
From one perspective, he failed again. Better than that, wasn't successful at the end of the day. Wasn't successful. He didn't bring it back. He says he went up. He got shit of Yehuda. He came. He made the decision. He made the decision to go out to go up and fight to get Binyamin back. But that's not what ends up happening in the story. They don't go to war. He doesn't go, you know, have a fight and beat it. You know, Dibel of Koshetz, right? But he didn't. That's not what happens. Again, yeah. Yosef ends up showing his face of who he is, and there's a different, you know, comes from Revach Batzol Mokam Acher. But you see also Yosef stands up in front of Esav, in front of Tamei Rachel, doesn't have to stand up, but she's pregnant with Binyamin.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a koyach. Binyamin has a koyach to overcome Esav.
Yeah, of course, yeah, but so that's, yeah. But going, because Binyamin is connected etzem Knesset Yisrael. Etzem Knesset, that's the Mokam HaMikdash. Knesset Yisrael, where all Am Yisrael's oile l'rego, all Am Yisrael's mit kanes over there. That's why I say, you know, mikoch lech knosis koyudim nikalua yehudim. It was that was mikoch that, you know, dan hug of Mordechai and Ezra shei binyam, but still kosher to Yehuda, kosher to you, Mordechai ha Yehudi, kosher to Yehuda beetzem. But the struggle over Binyamin is Yosef's ticket back into Knesset Yisrael, and it's over the struggle over Binyamin. That's how he finds his way in. He couldn't just reveal himself and get back in.
It makes a lot more sense.
Right, it had to be over Binyamin, right, and you know, over Binyamin, he can make his way back in.
So it makes more sense now, the ticking of the brothers, the whole thing sounds so funny before him. All these years, I always heard of it, I never understood it.
But that's also,
makes a lot more sense.
So that's also, they cried over the Chorbanei Beis HaMikdash. Binyamin, he cried out, Vayev called Savrei Binyamin, because the tikkun is not complete yet. That's what we read this week's Haftarah, Ephraim, we're still yearning for today, Ephraim, Lo Yetzir, Yisuda, Yehuda lo yotzer as Ephraim, but that's because there's still this tension, you know, aside from the, you know, the roshim of the chet, there's still a tension between the Baalei Avoda and the Baalei Zgula. Right? There's two different Avodas, you know. There's the guys who play by the rules and, you know, the goody-goodies, and the guys who, you know, live on the edge, you know, confident that it's all Ratzon Hashem. Right, if that's where the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me, that's where I'm going to be. That's right.
He's on the edge. Goody.
Yeah. That, he's on, no, as I say. You know, and that's it. And you know what? Yosef learned this. You know where Yosef learned this? Right? He learned his lesson, at least in the beginning phase. I'm not saying when he goes for Binyamin, he's going for the whole, going out, Holecha Kol HaKupa, as they say. But, you know, but where he learned that he may always be in second place was from the Sar Ofim and the Sar HaMashkim. Right, it's interesting. You know, the Sara Oifim Lechem, right? Yeah, you know, Lechem Rov Tvuas Bekoach Shor. Right, you know, makes grain. You know, Avoda. Right, what was his chet? He didn't do his birurim well. He didn't, you know, he didn't sift the flour well enough. And that's avoda, birurim, birurim. We do avoda, be mavara, to tell from the ra, like we explained a few times, that's what mitzvahs ma'asios do.
Whose sin was that? Yeah,
Sarofin. Then do birurim. You know, he found a tzror, found a rock in there. You know, and Yosef sees in the Sarofim him. Right? Right? The Sara Mashkim, that's wine. Nechnas Yain, Yotza Said. Right? State of being, you know. The Yain, you know, is a Said, state of being. You know, when you drink, you can't act. Right? And you may, oh, Bedam Anovim Suto. Baruch of Yudah. But it's more, what's his chet? There was a fly in the cup. That's korv la'inus. No shmi. You know, the sarofim is a poishaya. He didn't sift the fly well enough. The saramashkim is an inus, right? All the chatoim of Yudah we look at as like onsim. Tzad, mimeni, right? The chatoim of Yosef, whatever he does wrong, he pays for. And Yosef sees it. And he tells him, Sara Oifim, you're going to hang. Sara Mashkim, right? You're going to make it. He learned from that. The Meshiloch said, Chapt. You know, Yehuda's going to be the Meshiloch. He chaps. You know, Yehuda, the wine over the bread, right? The wine is Iker.
Aha, that's why I make Kiddush. I'm wine and not the bread.
Yeah. I always say, I hold so one of my better vertlachter. I said, Aldas Atzmi, it says, by Yom who led his paro, so he goes, so this one he hangs, the other one he pardons. It was his birthday. He was 1 year older. Because what gets better with every year?
Wine.
What gets worse? Yeah. Yom who led his, so.
That's good.
Yeah. It was Macharshit for a birthday of my father. Yeah, anyway. But that's that's the word. The wine versus the bread.
Where did your father
live? There's a New Rochelle. Those line goes on.
Where?
New Rochelle. New Rochelle. But anyway, the point is that Yosef, the struggle over Binyamin is the struggle to get into Knesset Yisrael, and the bridge between them, is Binyamin, and the ultimate reconciliation. It was when the Bali Avoda and the Bali Azgula, the bread people and the wine people, right? The goody goodies and the adventurers, right? All understand that they're all part of, one klal. They all belong to the same klal, and they're two different driving forces, right? In Knesset Yisrael. And that's all, and we have to pull them together and serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu with both koichos. Besod smichas gula letfila, besod that Binyamin, who bridges the two of them. It's both a base avoda and a base tefila. That's what we want to explain.
Right. The key is they have to work together.